So yesterday we did the Gemara that presented a machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef in a few different scenarios regarding a splitting of the Rusha on a Meitzar. And the Gemara discusses the background to the Gemara. The Gemara discusses that a Bchor has the ability to taina that he wants to get his both of these chalakim together on one Meitzar. The Gemara presents Machlek Zabai Rava, whether or not we extend that to Yavam also, who has two chalakim, Yarshin's the portion of the Achiv Hames as well. Abaye says yes, it's the same din as Bchor. And Rava disagrees that Vahaya Bchor is Oktapasuk, but in Chalukas Bchor. Then the Gemara goes on and continues and says a few different scenarios that not regarding a Bchor, a regular Yarshin, that a person is yarshining his fields with his brothers, and he has a field on bordering one of the fields that are up for the chalukah for the Yerusha. So he says, please give me that I can have my two fields adjacent to each other. So Rabbi says, yeah, Avadi gets it. This is the din of Zenan of Zelo Chaser, and therefore Koyfen Amidastom. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Maskev Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Achi Ma'ali Amalei Loi Kinichse Debar Meriyot. See, Rabbi Yosef Tainas that not so fast. So Rashi explained over here. We pointed out. Rashi explained that this is a specific type of field that we can say that it's specifically a Sada Shel Baal. And we could say that it's irrigated better than the other fields. Taisus, in the bottom Taisus, we didn't see it inside yet, but Taisus disagrees. Taisus thinks that Rabbi Yosef's Taina applies to any field, and it's not when you have an objective standard that you have the ability to point to that would say why it's more beneficial for you to have the other field. But rather, the Lashon of the Gemara, Kenichse the Barmerian, means just like Barmerian, they had certain karka, they had certain pieces of real estate that they wouldn't sell, that they held that was very valuable, and they had a tremendous value to that. And the only way they would opt out of selling that is if a person would come and pay a high price. So too, I'm offering that to you. You want to be in the adjacent field. So pay up and give that and give that amount of money that's fit for that. Otherwise, even though you might think that these are similar fields, I have the ability to abstain and to say that I don't want to just give you automatically that rishus, that land, just because you are adjacent. So that's the machlekes between Rav Yosef and Rabbah. And Rabbah disagrees, and the Gemara ends up saying in this case, halach is Rav Yosef. And similarly, the Gemara says, if you have two fields that are next to two naharos, so also Rabbah would say, kofen al midas toim. And over here, Rabbi Yosef comes on to another Taina. Rabbi Yosef says, "Hai madvil v'hai loy madvil. This one might dry up, and therefore it will get irrigated, and this one won't get dried up, and therefore won't get irrigated." By the way, Rabbi Yosef, the fact that the Gemara switched the Lashon of "Hai madvil v'hai loy madvil," right? Why didn't the Gemara just say the same thing of Rabbi Yosef's Taina from the beginning? Malin alei hu'yu kinichse de barbarian. Who's that a raya to, Rabbi Yosef? The fact that the Gemara switched its language. It sounds like the Gemara is not necessarily talking about the same thing, and therefore it had to change and distinguish between the two cases, which Rashi distinguishes. Rashi says in the first case, oh, malin alei, in the amru achi malin alei, that's talking about where both of them are sada abal, they're irrigated from the rain. And therefore, one's going to be misbarachas, and one's going to be less fortunate. Masha'enki in this later field is not talking about a sada abal, right? That's where the Gemara comes on to a new svara. Okay. So that's just in terms of the presentation of the Gemara. Yesterday we presented the kasha of Taisus. Taisus raised the kasha that everyone agrees that in the case of the Bchor, that we learned from Exeris HaKosa, from a pasuk, that he has the ability to be zeiche on the same side of where his Meitzar is. I'm sorry, back up for a second. I presented first the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes v'shem the Tosa Rosh. Once this is based on the din of Dina de Bar Metzra, frek the Tosa Rosh, a fundamental kasha. What do you need to come on to the din of Koifan al Midas Stoim? Why don't you just say that the reason why I should be Zeicha is because of the din of the Bar Mitzra? That I have the ability to be Zeicha from the fact that I have the property on the same area, and I should be able to get the adjacent property. So Tosa Rosh says that that's in a situation where what? You have two purchasers, you have two people that are buying a two lokeachs, and no one has a connection to the field prior. Masha Inkin over here, what are you asking the other brothers to do? You're asking them to give up their schus of a chalukah in the Yerusha. That's not a classic case of a din of the Bar Mitzra. So therefore, were it not for the din of Kaifan al Midas Toim, Rabba wouldn't know his din just because of the din of din of the Bar Mitzra, which shows us this is not a classic case of din of the Bar Mitzra that we need to come on to other klol. So Taisus asked a little deeper, and he says, why is it that the Gemara needs to quote a pasuk by the din of a b'chor, that the b'chor will get his chelek on the same meitzar of where his other property is? Hello, according to Rabba, you should know this from the classic din of Koifan al Midastai. That was the kasha of Taisus. We pointed out yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, that the kasha of Taisus is a bombshell. Number one, you see a few different nekudas in this kasha of Taisus. Number one, you see in Taisus that Koifan al Midastayim is a principle midaraisa that can contend with not needing a pasuk. If Taisus is willing to say that you don't need a pasuk, that means that I would derive the same level of halacha and the same logical deduction as the pasuk would get to me. So that clearly means Koifan al Midastayim is in full force on a level of daraisa. But in addition to that, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky pointed out that one might have thought that Koifan al Midas Toim means that Bezdin, it's like a din of Kfi al Mitzvah, it's like a din of Koifan Oisayachi Yomer Roitzani, that we need the guy to be willingly accepting, but Bezdin will try to persuade and will try to coerce him to give in to such a reality. But ultimately, what's going to be the means of acquisition? It's because he acquiesces at the end and he says, Roitze Ani. Masha Enkein, in the din of B'chor, one could have said, that's the Gzeres HaKosev, that's telling you, even without his das, Bal Karcho, it's of the other Yorish. This is the B'chor. He has a shibud on this property. That's his. He has the ability to collect this whether you acquiesce or not. He doesn't need to ask your permission. He doesn't need Reitzani. He doesn't need your haskama. This is meshubed to him. This is something that's owed to him. So from the fact that Taisus didn't answer that, Zetman Funda, Dr. Shmuel, that Koifan al Midas Toim means, no, it's taka meshubed. It's taka, that's something that's owed to him. That's taka, something that's let's ke'ena shibud. No difference than the derivation of a Gzeres HaKosa that's telling you, this is the B'chor's chelek, and this is al pidin, what's his, that he doesn't need you to acquiesce. So just from the kasha of Taisus, you see some fundamental yesidus in the nature of Koifan al Midas Toim that I wouldn't necessarily have assumed without this kash. So for the fact that Taisus doesn't distinguish in the way that he does, so we went on and we learned the Taisus. And so how does Taisus Taka answer this kash? So now you're stuck with a kash. So what is Taka Lamaisa the Chilik? Why is it that what? That by B'chor you still need Exeris HaKosev. So Zok the Helik of Taisus, Imari, in the fourth Taisus on the Daf, going by Marie, this is a mamish a festa taisus of Baba Basra. By say, it's like Kain taisus on that chesam abeis. Ah, by Marie, if you shall learn, not some like Koyach Hakos of Ella Kebeis Achav, Milo Yeshne Achim writes in Lishdate, like Kafino Lishlish, you lost Lame Chelik Biach. So, what does Taisus say? Taisus says, understand, you want to say that you don't need a pasuk by B'chor because you have the din of Koyfan on me the stone? So, Taisus, you're not going to derive this through Koifan al Midas Toim. Why not? Because what is the din of B'chor? B'chor is like a person who's coming in with a double portion, right? That's the din, right? If you have two shutfin with a third shutf, and or three brothers, right? And they were two shutfin, And now they say, we want to get our properties next to each other. And you should get the third property on the other side, right? Would we respect that? They says, obviously not. So therefore, the Bechor should be no different. He wants to get now his two chalakim together as he's divvying up with the other brothers. This is no different than two shutfin, three brothers, two of them are shutfin that want to get their adjacent properties. Right? That was the answer of Tysus. And the kasha we asked yesterday is, what does Tysus mean? Why not? I don't understand. Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Yonah asks, Lamaisa, if there's a matzav of Zen and Abzelo Chasser over here, if it could benefit two of them, or it could benefit the Bechor, then why should it be any different? So Zokta Rashba, what Tysus meant is that since prior to the situation, you didn't already have a field over here, and it's only now, Mikano Lahaba, that you want to get in one shot these two fields adjacent to each other in this new Chalukah. So who are you to now say, Koifan al Midas Toim, to now apply it? Bishlama, if you had a property prior to your father's death, and now you want to have the property from your Yerusha adjacent to it, so then we would say, Koifan al Midas Toim. But in a situation where what? Where you don't even have it, and now Bishah Achas, you're going to get both fields in one situation, in one Chalukah, now Mikana La'ava? So that's the Rashba saying, Tosis is saying, we would not intuitively know without the Pasuk to apply the din of Koifan al Midas Toim. And what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah says, I understand. At the end of the day, it's Zenon of Zalei Chosm. So why wouldn't you attribute, why wouldn't you give it to him now if you assess that this person stands to benefit, this person doesn't stand to lose? So Memelo, this should be appropriate to apply the din of Koifan al Midas Toim. Right, so that was the Kasha that the Rabbeinu Yonah asks against the Rashba and against the Baalei HaTosfos in not applying the classic din of Koifan al Midas Toim in this situation. So everybody say, yesterday I suggested perhaps there might be a fundamental machlokes to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba how to apply the din of Koifan al Midas Toim. What is Koifan al Midas Toim? According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's an assessment of Beis Din, and this is not fair. Why? You're not losing. He stands the game. So then why wouldn't we as Beis Din respond and say that you should give it up to him? You should relinquish and you should give it up to him because it's Zenen of Zelachos. So that would be a situation that we would apply Koifan al Midas Toim. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says there's no reason not to apply that, even if it's post facto, even if it's right now, that you don't necessarily have a prior connection to this property. But at the end of the day, you're getting two properties. So Mamelu, we should say Koifan al Midas Toim. What does Tosfos hold? What does the Rashba hold? So I suggested that perhaps the Rashba and Tosfos hold, no. In order for Koifan al Midas Toim to work, it can't just be assessment of Beis Din that this is a Zenon of Zelo Chosr situation. But it has to be much more fundamental that you're a Zoyche over here. You have a prior connection to this area that you could employ the principle of Koifan al Midas Toim. It's Ki'ein, you have a Taina of Koifan al Midas Toim that now you have the ability to be Zoyche. So Melas, Dr. Rashba and Tosfos, who are you? You don't even have a prior connection to this area. You're brand new. You're getting this right now, post facto. That would not be a reason that we're going to divvy up the Chalukah with this Taina of Koifan al Midas Toim if you don't have any connection and you don't have that schus to Taina, that Taina, because you don't have that ownership from before. Everyone chap that, Rabbi Yisai? Okay. That was pretty much yesterday's shiur, just a quick recap. Now, Rabbi Yisai, we're going to learn some very, very important nekudas. The Gemara, Tosfos goes on and says there are a few other days in Tosfos how to answer this question. Again, what's the fundamental question? What do you need a pasuk by Bechor? Typically, it's the regular din of Rabba of Koifan al Midas Toim. Zok the Tosfos v'oid the Bechor matana kari rachmana kedam Rabbi Yishai Neichlin. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? The Bechor is an asina, it's a matana. So by matana, right, what? What's Tosfos saying? By matana, we don't force the din of Koifan al Midas Toim by a matana, right? So were it not for Exeris HaKosiv, that Chor gets Achad Metzra, then I wouldn't have known through the concept of Koifan Amidestoin by a Nesinas Matana that you should what? That you should give it to the Bchor because of the din of Koifan Amidestoin. Nesinas Matana is different. Ve'im lo Chor hezanois. Ritzba mefarish, Zokta Ritzba. The Hada Amar Rabba Koifan Laimi din Torah Kamar, the Vedina Yalachal Limchis. Shekenegdo. The Ikakpeda Baruchos Kedamar Pekamaduch. Zokta Ritzba, Rabbi Isai. No, you misunderstood Rabba. Why did I misunderstand Rabba? Rabba holds Koifan Amidestoim. Is this the classic din of Koifan Amidestoim? Zokta Ritzba, this is not the classic din of Koifan Amidestoim. Why not? Zokta Ritzba, a fundamental Yisrael, Rabbi Isai. This is a Shas Taisus. Why? Because really the other guy, the other Yerish, could really be Moich. Why? Because he cares about different directions. So why should you just be able to automatically be Zeich? And the Ritzba says further, I knew b'shekvar dar b'chotzer chaveru she'enu mal lo schar. Aval hop shita she'yachol limchoy spoy she'lo yikonis l'dor b'beso afilu b'chotzer d'loy kaimel agra v'gavra d'loy m'gavid l'meger d'hava zenen evzel l'chos el mitakonis chachamim komar achot d'koyfin v'ashta im lakshas plow amayit shekro b'chor. So first of all, off the bat, Rabbi Yisai, what is the Ritzba saying? Exactly what I was medayik from Taisus. This is not, the Ritzba is saying, this, when Rabba's talking and he's applying Koifan al Midas Toim, that's a takonim de Rabbanon. But the Koifan al Midas Toim that works Miikar Adin on a level of Daraisa, that doesn't apply. Memela Zok the Ritzba, that's why I want a mucker on a level of Daraisa that Bchor Zoicha, above and beyond the takonim Chachamim, then I'm going to need a Pasuk. So fundamentally, the Ritzba is saying, this whole Gemara is only a takonim de Rabbanon. So don't ask me why I need Pesukim by Bchor. Now the Shaila is, why is it only Takana Derabon? Because the Ritzba L'Chayr is agreeing that in general, Koifan Al Midas Toim is a Din D'Araisa, like the premise of Taisus. So what's lacking over here? So first of all, Taisus says, similar to what Rabbi Yosef says, there are Svaras here that it's not really L'Chaser. It's not absolutely L'Chaser. Because maybe people are going to want it in certain directions. Good. But then Taisus says something fascinating. And Rabbi Yisai, this is a very misused principle. Okay? You talk to people, and they talk about the sugya of Zen and Ebzal Uchas. You walk over to a guy, and he says, come on, let me have this, let me do this. Zen and Ebzal Uchas. Is that accurate? Is that correct? What does Zen and Ebzal Uchas mean, Rabbi Yisai? You learned, I added to the Marmar Koimis, the Marmar Bava Kama. What does Zen and Ebzal Uchas mean? It means, Hadar B'chatzer Chavero. That the chatzer was what? Was loy kaimel agra, and the gavra was avid lemegar. It was zen and evzelo chaser. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say, Rabbi Isai? Do you have to pay or do you not have to pay? That's the shiloh of the Gemara. Chayav or potter. The Gemara never handles what, Rabbi Isai? Listen to this. The Gemara never handles if it's mutter or it's usser. Okay, this is Nogea last week at the YU concert. Can I schlep down and go further down to closer seats? Zen and Evzel Chaser, what do you mean? It's totally fine. No one's sitting there. Zen and Evzel Chaser. Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's mutter. Zen and Evzel Chaser, the Gemara says it's potter. The Gemara never said it's mutter. So now I have a separate kasha, right? Tosfos there in Bava Kama, Daf Chof Amud Beis, as a bam kasha. Anyone see the Tosfos? What does the Tosfos say? What does the Tosfos say? Where is everyone on a van? What's going on over here? Is there a van here? Why is everyone so quiet? Tais frekt a kashe. Zenen ebzelo chaser. Potter is chayiv. Frekt tais a kashe. Baba basi yud beiz am a beiz. Baba basi yud beiz am a beiz. Kaipen al midas toim. What does kaipen al midas toim mean? Not only are you chayiv. Not only are you chayiv in zenen ebzelo chaser. We're going to beat you up. Have you ever asked that kasha? Anyone actually thought about that when they were learning our Gemara? Rashi says, Toifen al midas toim, why zenen ebzelo chaser, right? Well, how does this fit with the Gemara Mabakama? We're not even sure if it's chayiv or potter. The Gemara has to bring rayas from today until tomorrow, right? From where, Rabbi Yisai? From Makif and Nikif. From Baba Basar Daf Dalid, from all these different sugyas, right? That's the guy. That's the whole Shakatarya Baba Kama Chafam Beis Kayadur Rabbi Yisrael, right? We spent enough time on that Gemara, right? Fractoisus, I don't understand. It's Baba Basi Yud Beis Beis. Could tell me the story. Julian, you hear the kasha? Yeah, the guy next to you hears the kasha. What's pshat, Rabbi say? Ethan, you hear the kasha? No, are you with me? Yeah? You're clay for the guy. I'm bad that you're going to be chayim. I'm bad that you're going to be putter, sorry. It's more than putter. It's clay for the Amidah's time. Your mamash Arusha Arusha. We'll beat you up. Elamai, Zoktoisis, we must be missing something. Oh. What are you missing? There's certain scenarios where Kleifen al Midas Toim won't apply. What does Taisim Baba Kama say? Anyone saw the Taisis? Clever, Rabbi Ephraim Waxman saw this Taisis, I'll tell you that much.
If I'm not mistaken, the Taisis is talking about how, like, if you're living there, you're not chayiv to allow some.
Gevaldik, what's the Yisrael? Excellent Yisrael. What is the Taisa saying? You're not mechuyev al zenen evzel uchaser to what? To relinquish your bailus.
Sorry, just got her for a second. Here we go.
You're not mechuyev, excellent. You're not mechuyev to relinquish your bailus. Okay, look at Taisa. So Tosis name. Tosis says there are two different sugyas. The sugyan Baba Kama wants to know a guy slipped through the window, he had a vacant apartment in Yerushalayim. And you weren't going to rent it out. So now the Gemara handles, are you chayav or potter? Does he have to pay or not? Kvar dar, you already lived there. But what? But we're not going to now apply the din of koifen al midas stoim to this sugya. To now allow him, lechatchila, force the bailim to say that now you should unlock the door and relinquish of your personal property? No, that's not a situation where you would say Kleifen al Midas Toim. That's a bad application of our Sugyan Baba Basra. Meaning not every Zenen of Zelo Choser is automatically Kleifen al Midas Toim, according to Tosfos. Chevra, that's exactly what Tosfos says in Baba Basra relating to this our Kasha. You look in Tosfos Baba Basra, V'oid hod Kleifen al Midas Toim is Zenen of Zelo Choser, hainu kshkar dar b'chatzir chaveiro, You want to now come into my private property? I'm not now going to be a bailim anymore on my property. Now you're going to make me unlock the door through koifen al midas toim? That's not a situation where I'm going to have to relinquish ownership, where I'm not going to now say koifen al midas toim. And that's why the whole Gemara Bava Kama is all b'dieved. Does he have to pay after he stayed there, or does he not have to pay? So says the Ritzbah, L'maisa Memele, if I have a schus in Yerusha, I'm a brother, and I didn't have a gzeres hakasuv by b'chor to give you that area, I had a schus to get that other property. Maybe I want that other property, right? Now you want me to relinquish that schus? You want me to lose that? So then Memele, what? Without a gzeres hakasuv, I wouldn't apply kaifin on me this time. That would be similar to what? To unlocking the door. And to allow him, now to force him to be able to now stay in your private property, to now relinquish and to lose some of your bailus. So Tosis, that's not in a good application of kaifin on me this time. That's why even Rabba, his whole yisoid of kaifin on me this time is not classic. It's only takonas chachamim, but on a level of the raisa would never apply it, and that's why I need a gzeres hakasuv to apply it to Pchor. Rabbi said, this is very, very important. Shaila aloch lamais. Where do we apply the din of Kaifan al-Midas Stein? Could I ever apply, come to you and say, oh, do me a favor. Let me park in your driveway. It's Zenet of Zelochas. Right? Right? And we Bezdin can force you. Kaifan al-Midas Stein. It's Zenet of Zelochas. Maybe not. Maybe according to this, that wouldn't be the case. Can I have a ride with you going to Rabbi Ephraim Waxman's shir? Right? You're going, Zenev Zelachas, let me just come with you. Let me just come with you. You're going anyways. Zenev Zelachas. Can I force you? Can I apply the din of Kaifan al-Mi this time? Why not? So Taisa says, not so fast. Zenev Zelachas, Chayver Potter is Pardar. But what? Right now, you're now going to have to relinquish your bailus. You're now going to have to open up the door. We're now going to force you that you can't even keep your doors locked. That you're now going to have to be forced like that. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I want my privacy. Maybe I like to have phone calls in the car. I some of my best thinking is in the car on the way to yeshiva when I come in. It's when I think about the sugyas. And now I'm going to have to, you know, but it's not so push it. Or a person says, oh, you know, this house is vacant. So let me just be there. The driveway is vacant. Let me just be there. Not so fast. But Rabbi said, Tois is not the only sheep. And L'chaira, you need to come on to this. Rabbi said, why? Well, maybe. Let's think for a second, Rabbi said. Before the Ritzvah, right? Anyone who holds not like this, and holds that, no, Rabbi straight up. Rabba is the regular din of Kaifan al-Midas Tanim. Elamai, so why do I need a pasuk? So they didn't say that Rabba was just mitakonas chacham like the Ritzvah was saying. They didn't see that chisar. Again, what's the Ritzvah saying? The Ritzvah is saying that Rabba doesn't really mean Kaifan al-Midas Tanim on a level of the Raisa. Because there's something lacking over here. What's lacking? You can't apply Kaifan al-Midas Tanim, Meikar Adin. This is like telling a guy he has to unlock the door if he's not going to use his house. And now he has to relinquish his bailus. We don't do that. The only thing we discuss in Bava Kama is Zenet of Zelachos, are you chayver pot? So now, Rabbi Isai, I ask you, I flipped the Tosis on its head. The first day in Tosis, and any of the Rishonim that had different deruts into Tosis Kasha. What do I mean? If you look at the Rabbeinu Yoinu, if you look at the other Rishonim, what do they say? They say different deruts. It's talking about where the Pashut was also a Bar Mitzvah. You need a Gzeres HaKosov where both of them have the same taina, that they both have adjacent fields. So how do you know that you trumped the Pashut also? So that I need for a Gzeres HaKosov. Means fundamental, they didn't buy into the Ritzvah. They didn't buy into this idea of what? Of that we don't apply Kaifan al-Midas Tanim to make you relinquish that bailus and that ownership. Why not? Do they disagree with Tosis or Baisai? Is it possible that there might be a fundamental machlekes rishonim over here of whether or not Kaifan al-Midas Tanim could even be to relinquish bailus? And that's why I have to stand on my head and find some other terrors of how to answer Tosis Kasha? And that's what Tosis has to say? It's talking about where it's happening, the basachas, and it's not where you owned it beforehand. That's why B'chor is insufficient. Why didn't Tosis just say no? I don't think Kaifan al-Midas Tanim doesn't make me relinquish my schus. I don't make him unlock his door. Loses bailus for Kaifan al-Midas Tanim. Rabbi Isai, the Ritzvah is so poshit. Taisim Baba Kama is so poshit. Al-Khair, you have to ask yourself, what are the other Rishonim hold? What is the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, all these other Terutzim, the Ri, the first day in Taisis? that don't answer like the Ritzbah? Could it be that they hold that there's another shot in Kaifen al Midas Toiv? That not only is it post facto Kardar, but maybe even what? We would relinquish your schuyas. So then how do you navigate yourself? So when do we say Kaifen al Midas Toiv? When do we not say Kaifen al Midas Toiv? Zenen evzelu chosu, yeah, but what? But even Kaifen al Midas Toiv, Hadra Kusha Leduch, what's with Taisis Kasha? In Baba Kama. How does the Gemara say, Zenen evzelu chosu, they're not sure if it's Chayv or Potter? What do you mean we even say Kaifen al Midas Toiv by Bailus? To relinquish your Bailus. And you have a tzad to say that he's Potter? We beat the Bailum up. So Emes Isra, by say, if you look carefully, look at the Mordechai in Baba Kama. Mordechai and Baba Kama disagrees with Taisus. Unbelievable. And this has serious ramifications, La Lacha, really said. But the Emes is, I think it's Nevea from our Sugya. Looking at Mordechai at the beginning of the second parak of Baba Kama, the Mordechai quotes Perish Ri. Yesh Bafarshim. My time is then as a chaser, chaser Rabbi Ravi Ezer Shamati. The matzalib mechved the hakoyfin al midas toiv. Yesh b'farshim the ein koyfin. So first of all, the Mordechai quotes some rishonim that say ein echanami. Yeah, Ravi Ezri that say you can even force him because then it's all chaser. Yesh b'farshim no, that the shail is only what the ein koyfin elik goin hecha the mahani afilu he have a boiler of uche. Mordechai says, sometimes you're going to say, not only because it's Zen and Evzal Chaser, not only is a Shaila B'dievet of Chayv or Potter, but it's even a Shaila L'chadchila if we're Kaif for the Bailim to unlock their doors and to relinquish Bailus. What's the litmus test? The Mordechai doesn't agree with Taisus that it's totally on whether or not you're losing Bailus or not. No, you could even potentially lose Bailus, lose your potential ownership. What is the litmus test? What's the issue of whether or not we're Kaifer or not? Is this a Dover Shemotzi La'arvuche Bey? What does that mean? Is it a profitable entity? Is there a market for this item? No matter what your plans were, even if you weren't interested in renting out this apartment, if there was a market for this item, then we can't force it. Because in theory, you could have rented it out. But if you have an item that there's no market for it, and there's no option for you to even rent it out, so then in such a situation, not only do we say that he's potter b'dieved, zenen evzal chaser, but ad kedei kach, we would even force the other bailim to give up and unlock his door and now let him use it. So now, Rabbi Yisai, think about it. Let's use the example that I had of the driveway. I don't know about you. Actually, I might not know this because right now, like, there's a market. Last time I did the sugya, there wasn't a market for all these things. I feel like now, after COVID, there's a market for everything. You can rent out anything these days. But kimdumani, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think that there's a market, there's an Airbnb for renting out driveways. Is that correct? Safe assumption? Okay, maybe one of you wants to start it. But, lemaise, so let's think about that. You have private property, you own the property, and now I want to know, does Kaifen al Midas Zenen Evzal Chaser, does Kaifen al Midas Toiv apply in such a situation? See, if you hold like Taisvis, to unlock your gates, to let him park in your lot. So that's my bailus, it's my property. What do you want from my, you can't say Kaifen al Midas Toiv. I'm a bailum here, I don't have to. If he slipped in and now I want to mun him in court and I want to say that he's chayev, so maybe they'd say potter. But lamaisa, I don't apply Kaifen al Midas Toiv l'chachila, force the bailum. Masha'enkin, according to the Mordechai, that the issue and the distinguishing factor is what? Whether or not there's a market for this item, there's not in a market for this item, even if potentially this might be in my personal bailus. So what? In the case of the parking, Maybe you would say what? Maybe you'd say kofen amida stone. Maybe you'd have to say kofen amida stone. L'maisa, everybody says, how do we paskin? So if you open up a Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel, Siv Gimel, Chaver, you saw this? Anyone see this yet? I'm ahead of you guys. Am I ahead of you? You saw it. No, you didn't see it. You saw it. Shin Samach Gimel Siv Gimel, the Ramah paskin, straight up like the Mordechai. It's all Talayan if there's a market for this. Pesach Tshuva there writes and argues on the Ramah, and he says, Ein Das HaPoiskim Kein. Means who? He's paskin like Tosfos. But Rabbi Sai, L'inyanenu, what's Nogea L'inyanenu, is what's so relevant, is that L'chayra, this might be Noivea out of our Sugya. It could be that the Shittas that argue on the Ritzvah, they might be holding fundamentally that the whole Mashal is wrong. Why are you telling me that Rabbah is not Meikar Adin? Because over here you're relinquishing of your Bailas. Who says that there's a problem as the fundamental issue with relinquishing of our Bailas? Right? Who says Koipen al Midas Toim doesn't apply in such a situation? Right? It's not the whole Mashal of Tosis. Right? Unless you'll say no. But even the Mordechai, who says that Koipen al Midas Toim, but over here, maybe you would argue to me that it's still not a good Hezbir, because what? Over here, getting that land is something that has a market to it. Right? So relinquishing of the Schus L'chayra, would the Mordechai also agree over here? Because over here, now it's not just, you're right, it's not about the fact that you're losing your personal bailus, but you're now forcing me to get something that's marketable. Right? Getting one land over another, is that something that's marketable? I don't know, maybe. Everyone understand what I'm asking? What's the Hezber Adover and the other Rishonim that they didn't agree to the Ritzvah in terms of why Rabba wasn't Me'ikar Adin and was only a Takanas V'Chachamim, and therefore I needed a Pasuk to teach me the Din by Bchor? Is it that they would hold Koifen Al Midas Toim would apply? Because they argue fundamentally and they say, the fact that you're relinquishing Bailus doesn't matter. If it's Zenon of Zelo Chaser, we're still Koifen. That's what I want to know. Because I know that the Mordechai already in certain situations argues on the Balei Tosfos. So what I'm asking is, do the other Rishonim disagree also fundamentally and say no? Koifen Al Midas Toim could even apply when a person is losing his personal bailus and is losing his personal shlita on the private area. And that's why they disagreed with the Ritzvah. That Rabbah here was Me'ikar Adin. And Rabbah here was on a level of Daraisa. And that wasn't the simple answer to the kasha of why I need a pasuk to be Daraisa by Bchor. Abba Rabbi Isai, I want to end early because I really like to do this shlo before we get to Yontif. Yontif Amir Tzashem, it's going to change our lives forever. But perhaps one could suggest another suggestion. Perhaps they could agree fundamentally to the Balei Tosfos. They could agree fundamentally that what? At Enoch Hanami, you're not mechuyev to unlock your door. And like Tosfos says in Bava Kama, to relinquish your own bailus, we don't say koifen al midas toim. And they're not necessarily disagreeing with Tosfos Bava Kama, even though there are Rishonim that we learned in the Mordechai that disagree on the books. Elamai, what? They still thought that Rabbah was Me'ikar Adin over here. Because Me'echatesi, that you look at this Chalukah of Yerusha as a relinquishing of a bailus. Relinquishing of a bailus is what? When you unlock the door. Is where you're now forcing someone into my private property when I'm a full-fledged owner. Ashenkin over here, we're discussing how to divide the lands. Right? A schus for Yerusha. Is that absolutely comparable to what? To a person who fully owns a property and now is forced through Kofen Al Midas Toim to have someone now come in the Zen and Abzelo Chaser into his property? Or do we just say that no, because this is a Zen and Abzelo Chaser, so Mela, we're going to divide the Chelik HaYerusha differently? And Mamela, you'll get over there instead of getting over here. But now, now you're going to tie it to me that we're relinquishing you of your ownership? You now, you don't have your same level of bylus? What bylus? You're going to get a property and he's going to get a property. We're just dividing the chilek of the Yerusha. So Mamela, they didn't think that Tosfos's Yisoid was applicable to our sugya. Mamela, Koifan Almi, this time of Rabba was full force. Was on a level of the Reisa. You want to know why we need a pasuk? We have to come on to another reason. Like the Rashba comes on to, the Rabbeinu Yonah comes on to, the Ri comes on to. Not because they disagreed with the Yisoid of the Ritzvah and the Yisoid of Tosfos Mamela Kamad HaChafam Beis. They disagreed with the application. That it's not similar to Chalukah of Yerusha. Chayra, I think that that's a Hezver Adover and why these Rishonim didn't want to accept it. Even if you want to say that fundamentally they'll agree with the Baalei HaTosfos in terms of the application of Zenon of Zalachos. But Rabbeisai, Halacha L'maisa, you know, the Olam can think about it. There are a lot of situations, these stadiums and carpools and a lot of different situations that, you know, giving a person a ride, a person could really discuss, unless you argue that by giving a person a ride, it's not Zenon of Zalo Chaser. I'm taka losing things by the fact that it's Zenon of Zechaser. And now you, when you give a ride. So maybe that's another argument. Maybe it's not a good example. But there are situations where it's going to be Zenon of Zalo Chaser. And do you now take the next step and jump and say, what do you mean? Even L'chad Chila. Because the Koyfen Amidah Stoim, But in general, in the Gemara Bava Kama, all those situations were only b'di'evit. You have to know when it's even mutter l'chadchila, and when it's only mutter b'di'evit, it's potter b'di'evit, but the Gemara never said that it's mutter l'chadchila, and that's a misuse of the yisoid of the Gemara of Zenon of Zelo Chaser. Rav Shechter often says, Zenon of Zelo Chaser is potter b'di'evit. Zenon of Zelo Chaser is not mutter l'chadchila. And based on these Rishonim, and based on this Ramah, and this Pesach Tshuva, you have to decide whether or not that would be an application that we could even be matir at lechatchila. But I say just to.